welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. So excited to be here with you today. So today I have a very special guest, Jen Lathrop. She is here to talk to you about all things pregnancy and postpartum in terms of keeping your body healthy and active. And I'm really, really excited for our conversation. Jen is an ACE certified personal trainer. She is a mom to two, a stepmom to two, originally from Canada, but now living in the US with her husband and family. She has a passion to help and witness women look, feel, and be more confident. Her 10 years as a personal trainer, accompanied with her love of family, yields a mentor who only wants the best for her clients. Soccer practices and ballet performances are just as important as a mom's or moms-to-be well-being. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's the truth. All right. Welcome, Jen. I'm so, so excited to have you on the podcast today.
Hi, Nina. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really excited to have you on the podcast today. So for everyone listening, tell us a little bit about you, your background, your entrepreneurial journey. Give us the lowdown. We want to know all of it.
Absolutely. So I have been an ACE certified personal trainer for the last 11 years, and I actually worked up in British Columbia. And then actually met my husband online and moved to the United States, down to Washington State in March of 2021. So while I was up in BC, I was a personal trainer in a corporate gym as well as a private gym. And I absolutely worked loving with my clients, one-to-one, doing group fitness classes, things like that. But I really didn't have a focus. And so when I moved down in March, I was like, what do I want to do? I'm like, maybe I'll just go work at Starbucks. Something very mindless. Try something new. Well, I shouldn't say Starbucks is mindless, but I mean something that I don't have to plan for, something I just show up for. And then it came very quickly last summer when I had had my first pregnancy and delivered in July. I was bored. I wanted something to be doing. And so I had hired my first coach and business coach, and we created the Healthy Mom Academy, which is specifically working with pregnant and postpartum moms, because that was my journey last year and once again, I'm on it right now, and I'm 4.5 weeks away from delivering my second now. But my passion quickly became health and fitness for pregnant and postpartum moms, because I noticed there just wasn't enough information out there. So in high school, I was an athlete. I ran, I did track and field, I played volleyball and soccer. I taught dance for 12 years before leaving teaching dance to go full-time into personal training. And I am just so passionate about people and specifically women's health and fitness, and knowing the proper technique and form is so important, and the resources available too.
Amazing. So much amazingness. So you have a ton of experience. So basically your entire career has sort of been in the fitness space. Yeah, amazing. So let's back up a minute though, because for everyone listening, you had a baby last year and now you're 4.5 weeks away from having your second, which is amazing. So let's talk a little bit about, because this is something that I found to be so challenging, the transition from, it's one thing when you have a baby, it's another thing when you work for yourself and you have a baby. Talk to me a little bit about that transition, especially, you know, everything was still kind of upside down in the world. Tell me a little bit about how you were balancing building your business, working with the business coach, having a newborn, moving to a different country, you know, all of these different transitions. Sounds like there was a ton going on, but you have like thrived in that and created such an amazing offering. Tell me a little bit about some of your, you know, tips and tricks when it comes to that, because that's something I personally struggle with, is
you know, balancing all the things. And I know that a lot of women listening feel the same. So I'd love to hear a little bit and how sort of the fitness piece plays into that, right? Because I think that that's really important, that self-care component of movement and all of that. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yes. So I actually also have two stepchildren that are with us about 50% of the time. And so we have them, they're 8 and 10. And so we're taking them to school as well as then having Molly. So last year was a bit of a whirlwind. We don't have a babysitter or anything. And so I just knew one of the things from growing up was my parents both worked corporate Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And so my grandma was my biggest influence, my biggest best friend. She lived with us in the basement and she always took care of me and I always had that time. So I knew going into creating a business and becoming an entrepreneur, it was something that I wanted to be able to set my own schedule. And for me, it's being diligent with the time I have. So it's looking at trying to do work in the morning, trying to do work in the afternoons while the kids are at school, while Molly's napping, really just being diligent with the time that is given to me. One of the things that I love that Aaron Baker, who is here in Washington State and has Baker's breakfast cookies, I remember sitting in at a business meeting and she said, as an entrepreneur, the biggest gift was learning how to blend versus balance. And I felt like that was just such a good like release for me in a sense of being like, oh, it's okay that I'm working early in the morning or late at night, just to be able to find that blending of working and being present for when the kids are awake and being home. And there is the occasional time where I have to step away for a meeting or things like that. But I really try to be present during the day with the time that I have with the family.
I love that. Yeah, no, that's amazing advice. And I'm just sitting here really like taking in what you just said, because I love that approach of blended versus balance, because I think that something that women are constantly striving for, especially in the solopreneur or entrepreneurial space, is this myth of balance. And I was looking for it for a long time too. And like you, when I was pregnant with my first in 2014, I knew I wanted to be at home. So that was like my catalyst. And I knew I wanted to set my own schedule. So that was my catalyst too for sort of starting on my, you know, freelance journey that led me here. But what you just said just like really hits home, because balance is elusive, right? And I think when women are constantly trying to strive for something that doesn't really exist, you know, I think balance means different things for different people, but I love that blended approach and that language because it's so much more attainable, right? Because at the end of the day, if we're like, oh, I'm going to have balance, I'm going to, you know, make sure I have the right amount of time with my kids or my, you know, spouse or partner, and I'm going to pour into my clients and I'm going to take time for myself. And at the end of the day, like when you set it up like that for trying to find like that balance, I feel like it kind of sets us up to fail. So I really, yeah, I love that. What a great way to approach it.
And I think approaching even our health and fitness is with being a blended mindset as well is really helpful, because so often I'll say or encourage someone to just go for a 30-minute walk or a 20-minute walk. And it's like, at the end of the day, you're like, what's that 20-minute walk really going to do? But it actually changes everything. And so if we can blend that walk into whether we're on a call, putting in our AirPods and taking off for a walk and taking a call, or taking your child for a bike ride, trying to figure out ways to be active with your family or, again, in the time that you have. So if it's that you have a babysitter for a couple hours and you're like, okay, I'm going to specifically give myself 30 minutes. And whether that's a weighted workout, a cardio workout, whatever that might look like for you is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been focusing really, really heavily on taking a 20 to 25 minute walk every day. And it's just, it's like outside time for myself. I get my steps in. It's just like I put my favorite music on or I listen to a podcast, and it's just like that grounded me time. And even if I don't do like my strength training workout that day or whatever, I know that I'm going to get like that in. And I find that, and then I feel like, okay, you know, I moved, I did something. And walks have been like a huge part of my own, like grounding myself in my own mental health, just because it's, you know, not every day do I feel like I want to like lift or do things like that, but I know I'm always up for a walk. So I like that. That's good advice.
Yeah. I just actually started swimming, Well, it helps that I take Molly for swimming lessons. So they'll be 16 months apart. So I've started doing swimming lessons with her, and I've realized how good swimming is during pregnancy. I wasn't really ever a swimmer, even though one of my goals long-term would be to finish a triathlon. I've done numerous half marathons and a full marathon, but my goal is the next is the triathlon, but the swimming part we need some practice on. And I've just found such a new like love of the swimming pool and just being able to wade around during these last, I would say 10 weeks here of this pregnancy.
Yeah, I loved when I was pregnant with my daughter. I was pregnant. I had her in September. And so I was very pregnant in like August, early September when it was still very hot. And I remember going to the beach and just like plopping myself down at the water break and just being like, this feels so good. And just sitting there for like 3 or 4 hours over Labor Day weekend. It was so hot. It felt so good. And we have a pool here at my house, which we're super lucky to have. And my kids are total fish. Yeah. And they love the water. So I love that. I think that that's an awesome goal to do a triathlon. But yeah, water feels so good, especially when you're in the later stages of pregnancy. Totally. So tell me, I'd love to hear a little bit about your 4.5 weeks out. What are some of the things, because I know this is a thing that comes up a lot. What are some of the things that you're doing and planning in terms of your business as you're getting ready to take? Are you taking some sort of maternity leave? Have you like set that up for yourself?
So as an entrepreneur, that's always a tricky question, I find, because really you don't fall into the category of necessarily getting state maternity leave if that is an option. I actually moved down from BC where we would have, they just moved our maternity leave from 12 to 18 months optional. And so then to move down to the States where it's like, well, especially as an entrepreneur, you really don't get anything. So with Molly, when I delivered at the birthing center here, and I was released within 2.5 hours after delivery. And I actually came home at 6 a.m. and at 7 a.m. took my first client that morning, mostly because I was probably still out of it and was like, oh, I could do this, no problem. But I also recognized after that, I did take clients kind of less frequently, but I was still checking with clients throughout that first pregnancy. And so now planning for my second, I'm trying to give myself more time. So I've actually set up my program. So I am only taking one-to-one clients until October 31st. I have 3 spaces left available for that. And then I will only be allowing people to purchase my 7 days of fitness, which looks like they get a workout. They will have a little mini mindset from something that I've experienced throughout my pregnancy journey. And then also nutritious smoothie that allows for during pregnancy and postpartum. So there's either ginger or different nutrients that help you in the different trimesters of pregnancy. So it's something that has been really sought after because people just don't know where to turn often. And so with the business, I really want to be able to kind of take November and December off. There's a co-working community space here in Bellingham that I love to work at. And I actually just was the first person to go on maternity leave in the entrepreneurial space there because I did decide I'm taking 2 months away from not going into the office. I will just work from home during that time.
Amazing. I love that. I think that's such an important conversation to talk about. Like, how do you create that space and that time for yourself as an entrepreneur, especially when you have one-on-one clients? It's difficult to sort of step away and be like, you know what, I'm not going to take any work or do anything for, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, et cetera. And when I had my daughter, I was in a similar boat to you, like the first time around. I had her right before Q4 started. At the time, I had a lot of paid search retail clients. So Q4 was huge. And, you know, like 6 weeks later, I was back at it into full-time work mode. And the second time around, I was like, I'm not doing that this time. And I still didn't take nearly as much time off as I wanted, but I did get like a solid 2 months. And that made a really big difference. But it's an important conversation about not only the state of maternity leave and care in the United States, but also, you know, how can we as women who run our own businesses set ourselves up for success and take that time that we want and desire, you know, to be with our babies, but also continue to run successful businesses and not only run them, but continue to grow and thrive. So I think that this is, it's a really important conversation. I love that you have, you know, a plan in place and that you're like setting those boundaries and you're going to take that time for yourself. Cause I think it's so, so important. Yeah. Yeah. So that being said, I know that you said that you're not going to take any more one-on-one clients after the 31st, and then your 7-day plan will be available to purchase. But you and I have talked a little bit offline, and I feel like you have some other things in the works. So I don't know if you're ready to share what that might look like or what that is, but I'd love to hear it if you are ready to share.
Yes. So January, I will open my calendar once again for accepting one-to-one clients, which is exciting. I love working one-to-one with clients. I have two options available right now, which is a first trimester or postpartum. So that's a 12-week program. Or there's the full-term baby program, which is for the full 9 months that I walk alongside with you. And you get nutrition, recipes, and tips and things like that, as well as just my care of one-to-one of working directly on exercises throughout your pregnancy journey. So when you have a sore back, when you have tight hips, what are we doing to make that release? And so that's kind of what I have available right now. But where I'm going is I'm going to also have a workshop offer along with one-to-one check-ins. And this is just a 4-week program that's going to be available, but it's going to also launch January. So I've been working on it. I'm going to have it prepared before I deliver is my goal, but then not actually launch it until January, because just like we were talking about taking that time postpartum for mom and baby, it's also so important for our health. And so that's where I really want to dive into being able to do exercises for myself, going for those walks in that postpartum phase, and just slowly bringing my body back. Because as a personal trainer, I really want to be in my most optimal shape for being able to help my clients too.
Amazing. I love that. I love that. So many good things coming down the pipeline. I love your plan and your vision for after baby and the priority of taking care of yourself and being able to show up for your clients in the best way, but also for you and your family. I love that. Amazing. So I will put everything in the show notes where you can find Jen. You can follow her. She posts amazing tips. She's so active and doing so many amazing things so late in her pregnancy. I'm like in awe. When I was like 4.5 weeks away, I was like, I'm just going to sit here on the couch and hang out. So I love that you're so, so active. I think that that's such a good role model. Because I feel like too, sometimes we're afraid to be active. You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there, even from our own doctors, I feel like sometimes. So I think it's really important to have a resource and information out there like yours. So thank you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Nina, for having me. It's been such a great time.
Awesome. All right. So show notes will have all of the links that everybody needs to connect with Jen. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.